Today's daf is Welcome Daf to Sadi Zion. Today's daf this week is sponsored by the Silverstein family in memory of Dr. Iris Silverstein, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev, who's your title this week. Right. So we're in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's talking still about Marika Ushtifa, about rinsing and washing. And again, trying to figure out what Marika is, what Ushtifa is. The Retire from Omer. The Retire from says, Bisho Mitchilas Haregel. If you cooked a carbon, day one of Yontif, okay? It's Pesach. Day one of Pesach. Yivashabal Kol Haregel. You don't have to wash out. You don't have to wash out the kli that has the chatas of the shlamim inside it, right? Kol Haregel. The entire regel, you don't have to wash it out. Figure out why. They should keep in mind, what's the reason? There's two reasons people talk about why you need Marika Ushtifa. Reason number one is that there's possibly Marika Ushtifa. Reason number two is trying to prevent the residue, the blias, from becoming nosar. So the Gemara is explaining why, according to Rabbi Tarfon, on Yontif, you can keep reusing the kli and not have to worry about Marika Ushtifa until the end of Yontif. The Chachamim argue, Chachamim Omrim ad zman achila. No, until the time when the carbon that was cooked contained in that kli, until the time the end of the zman achila of that carbon, after that, then that kli has to be washed. Okay, the Gemara then asks, Marika Ushtifa. What does it mean by Marika Ushtifa? So Marika Kamarika Sakos, Ushtifa Kashtifa Sakos. Tell you same way you wash out a kosher bracha. You have to do a bracha inside and sleep on the outside. You wash out a kosher. You see people sometimes take a kosher on the kiddush and they wash it out. They do Marika Ushtifa. They're doing what they're supposed to do with the kosher. And then it says Marika Ushtifa Betzonein. Both Marika and Ushtifa are done with cold water. Tosas points out that you see from here. This whole thing about Marika Ushtifa that's done cold water, you just don't understand why after we do Hagala, what's the demand after we do Hagala, to then to pour cold water onto the item. That happens to be in the minhag, we do it once. So Marika Ushtifa Betzonein, and then it says Hashvud, which is, I guess, is the iron spit that you keep the meat on, that you roast the meat on, the ha'as kala, which is the grill that you actually roast on top of, and the grill, mag'ilim b'chanin. We used to do Hagala with hot water. So before we start the Gemara, we have a big question in the Gemara over here. What do you mean with the Shvud and the Achsalya? You only do have to do Hagala. We have a concept of Kibolo Kacholto. Right? So what do you do? What do you do with a spit and a grill? Leave one. Fire. That's the Gemara's question about Avodah Zarah. Remember the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hey on Bidbeis? The Gemara says there, Hashvud v'Achskala milabnam be'or. Use leave one. So what's the mission here telling me that you're doing Hagala? So the Gemara over there asks the question. So the Gemara says that the difference is that only if the kli was boleya isser, then you have to do. But here the kli was not boleya isser. When the kli was being used, it was done behetter. It was boleya carbon stuff. It wasn't nostar. It wasn't pigel. It was regular hector stuff. So it's not boleya any isser. So it's not boleya any isser. Then you can get it out. You can get it out with hagala, right? Fine. The question though is what happens if? Okay, that's the answer. So Mikdash David points out very fascinating. Mikdash David, it's Mistaber too. It's according to this that the reason why we only need Hagala by the Shvud is because it's Boleya Heter. That should only apply to a Kasher Kohen because the Kasher Kohen is allowed to eat the Karbonos. What about you and me or a non-Kasher Kohen? He says, well, for us, we have a problem with either Tuma or Zarim. So for us, it's Balea Itzer. So we wanted to use that grill. We would have to leave them. That's what the Mishnah Stavah. That's what the Mishnah Stavah points out. Okay. That is the Mishnah. Right. But the Aksalia is Magal and Mechana. We say here that you do the Shvud and the Aksalia Mechana. Now, we have to talk about Marika Ushtifa. We talked about that. The Gemara talked whether the Marika Ushtifa means only Marika Ushtifa, or maybe it means after you do the Hagala, then you wash it off. The Gemara mentioned that yesterday, the day before. And the Gemara Bodhisar also talked about it also. What does it mean, Marika Ushtifa? Does Marika Ushtifa mean that's the only way you do it? After Hagala, you do Marika Ushtifa. What? There's Kasev. Further insight. Okay, the Mishnah, pointed out that Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim were folic about Marika Ushtifa and Regel. Right? Rabbi Tarfon said that a kli that you cook in it at the beginning of Regel doesn't need Marika Ushtifa until the end of the Regel. You can keep using it. The Gemara is trying to bring what the reason is, Rabbi Tarfon. Theoretically, it makes sense. Used it, you have to wash it out to get rid of the blios. So we're going to give two answers to Rabbi Tarfon. The first answer to Rabbi Tarfon is, my time is Rabbi Tarfon, the Amakra. The Pasuk says, by the Korban Pesach, right? It says, Ubishalta, you cook it, Bakalta, you eat it, the Makam Hashem Karsh on the Kepabo, the place where Hashem chose, in Yerushalayim, Upanisa Baboker, and then you leave in the morning, the Lakalo Lecha. And after you eat the Korban Pesach, you're supposed to go back, you're supposed to stay till the morning, and after that, you can go home. The Gemara says, Kasuv Asom Kulim Boker Echad. The Torah seems to indicate the entire Yontif is one Boker. How does that work? Rashi says, Upanisa Baboker, Rashi says, Al Korchak Boker Shal Choka Amar, the Korle Boker Rosh Rishon. He cannot be talking about the first day of Yontif. Why can't he be talking about the first day of Yontif? Rashi in Chagigah on Daf Yizayin explains that it can't be the first day of Yontif because that's Yontif. You can't leave Yerushalayim to go home. You have a problem with Chum. You can't walk out. You can't go anywhere. So can't be talking that you leave in the first day of Yontif. So you see, if Rashi says that you call in the entire Yontif Boker Echad, it's all what it's like one Yoma Arifta, and therefore you don't have to worry about about cooking in a different pot. Right, the Torah says that the Torah Yontif is one day, and Upanisa Boker would mean the Boker after Yontif. So therefore, you have this concept of Lino, right? It's one day. So too, by Mariko Stephen, it's one day, and therefore you can use the Kli that you cooked in the day, beginning of Yontif, all the entire Yontif, and then the Mariko Stephen. Tosos here points out, but Tosos has a few questions. He says, number one, why do you have to say that it's a problem of Issa Tchumen? Maybe the guy lives in Yerushalayim. Maybe the guy lives inside the Tchumen. He can go home. The whole problem was Tchumen. Maybe the guy who lives inside the Tchumen can go home. Because number two, you can't say that it's the morning. So say that Panisa Baboker is not, assuming you have a Tchum issue. What about the first day of Kolonoi? Why do you have to say it's all Yom Arifah until the end of Yontif? Just includes the first day of Yontif. And the Boker means the first day of Kolonoi. And that's when you go home. That's the Tosis number two question. And then the Tosis of Chagigo also asked that, according to Tchumim, it's a Tchum is only in the Rabbanah. So according to them, you can say they were talking about going to his house on Yontif, but it'll be the rice of the Vermont Chumim. All right, so I'll just leave with the questions. Anyway, Yontif is Chumim. Right, so that's one of Tosis' questions. So even assuming that you have a Tchum issue, why you have the Boker lasting all 7 days? It only lasts one day. And if day two, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, so Gemara says, that can't be. So Maskifla, that can't be the reason for what we're talking about, because Maskifla, Rav Ach, Devoy Bar Ami, Vichy Ein Pigel Beregel, Vichy Ein Nosa Beregel, according to what we're saying now, that's all one day. So that means, if I have Machshava on day one of Pesach, to eat a korban on day four of Pesach, it's not pigel, because it's one day. If I shech the korban and I don't eat the katas tonight or tomorrow, or today, or and then it becomes the morning, usually it's no sir. It's no sir because it's one day. It's not true. Right, so according to this, basically we say now, if you extend this rule across the board of Kachim, you'll have no pigel. You have no pigel will only be if I have machshava to eat this korban after Yontif. Right. So Gemara says, "V'chi tei machanami." Maybe it's an eight afanami. It comes to Pesach. It's one elongated day, and if it's one elongated day, pigel and nosar is only at the end of the Yontif. So Gemara says, "Vatanya, that can't be because of a brayso that says Rabbi Nosson Omer. Rabbi Nosson says, "Lo amar b'tarfon ella zo bivad." Rabbi Tarfon says that the yemei haregel count for one day. That's only regarding our issue of Mariko Shtifa. So it's only regarding Mariko Shtifa. It's not because it's a Yom HaRichlis. If it's a one long day, it would have cut out everything else. So what's the reason for Rabbi Tarfon? So says the Gemara, Ella, Kid Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabba Rabavua. He explains Rabbi Tarfon, the Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabavua, Kol Yom Vayom, every day of the Yontif, Naase Giyu L'Chaveiro. Each day you cook another korban in the pot, it's Hagalah, it cleans out the residue from the previous day. Let's go Rashi. Rashi says, Nasa Gila Chaveru. Mitoch Sheha Shlomim Mitzuyin Beregel. Because the Korban Shlomim are plentiful on Regel. But everyone's bringing them. And everyone comes to the base of Midrash and they're Yontif. Ein Bivua Shelehen Maset Losar. Of course, you see Rashi here. The whole issue that we have here is the Blias. So he says, their Blias won't become Nosar. Why? Sharei Zman Shlomim Lebez Yomim. I do a Korban Shlomim today. I have today, tonight, and tomorrow to eat the Shlomim. And let's say I cook shlomim now. So tomorrow I'm going to cook shlomim again at this time.
Or maybe a little later than now.
But tomorrow I'm going to cook shlomim again, right? Upolate Masha Bola Esmol Ubolaya Minachronim. So yesterday comes out and it's Bolaya the new stuff, based on the cooking. The cooking cleans yesterday's residue. Right? Nimsa, and if I do it, if I shech the shlem today and I do a shlem tomorrow, today's shlem is not noser yet. So it's pulling it out while it's still mutter. It's pulling out the heter and giving me another day. And every day you keep continuing. Right? Nimsa she'enu bala de nosar. So it never comes to nosar. The imbal levash l'chatas says, ah, but what if you're going to put the chatas in that? You should be zarer levash l'achtero akrof shlamim bo bayom. You should make sure to pick a shlamim that day to extend it a little further. Because if I cook a chatas today, right, then I have today and tonight, and tomorrow, there's already nosar already. Tomorrow's already nosar. So it's cook a shlamim right away. Make sure you cook a shlamim. Upozes the chatas u'boleya es ha-shlamim. And then it'll be boleya the shlamim, and then you have no problem. Talking about? No, the kolach of kibus of the clothing only applies to clean the chatas. It's a machlokas when it applies to kachik kalin. So he's saying here that maybe it's obviously going for kachik kalin. Even get to the chatas. The chatas cook shlamim in it. Because there's so many shlamim, I don't have to worry about the blios. I cook the chatas in there according to that mandam. They only do marikas kibur kachik kachim. I cook the chatas in there, cook shlamim right afterwards. Why not? So to Rashi is saying the only reason why you had to clean the pot is because of the blius of Nosar. So if you've used it before Nosar, Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say, you have to do it until Zman Achila. Why? Maika Amar, Amrav Nachman, Amravua, Mantimla Zman Achila, Lahadra Avit, Rikus Tif. He said, no. You have to wait till the time is elapsed, then you have a din of doing Rikus Tif. So I think the Machlok between Ritar and Chachamim is exactly the point you're raising. What's the reason why we're doing Mariko Shtifa? According to Rabbi Tarfon, we're doing Mariko Shtifa because we have a Blios issue. According to the Chachamim, no, we have a Gzeirus HaKasav, like you're saying. You got the Mariko Shtifa, I don't care about the Blios. So what, you got rid of the Blios? You have a Halacha, you have to do Mariko Shtifa on the Kli that you used. So we know Hanimili. So where did we learn these things? Where did we learn this? Amar Nachman, Mishum Abba Bar Yosef, Siv, Umurak Meshuta B'mayim. Oops, that's good. Sorry? Right, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Abba Yosi Bar Abba Ksiv Umurak Meshutav Uksiv Kol Zachar Mekonim Yochal HaKetzad Mantma Azman Achila V'Hadar Abin Lei Mariko Shtifa. It says you have to be Mariko Shtifa, and it says Kol Zachar so you can eat it. What's the Smichas Parshios? So come and say that you have to wait until the Zman Achila, you wait till the Zman Achila is up, and after the Zman Achila is up, then you do the Mariko Shtifa. Exactly your point. It's a halakha, you have to do Mariko Shtifa. Okay. Fine. I'm not sure. I think it depends on the heat. It depends on the heat. How hot it is. Does it transfer the blios? Right. But maybe it would. Maybe it's another afternoon. Okay. The Mishnah said that Marika's coast and Shtifa's are coast. So Mar says, Tana Ravana, I'm learning a Brisa. Mariko Shtifa is done. This is also mentioned what you said before. Mariko Shtifa Mitzoni. Give me Rabbi. Rabbi says that you have to do Mariko Shtifa with cold water. Some say Mariko is done with hot water, and then you do Shtifa, and then you rinse it out afterwards with Tzoni. So my time of the Ravana, who hold that Mariko is done with Mayim Chamim, with warm water, it's the same din that you have when you do Hagalah, when you take pots and pans from the goyim. You have to do hagala in hot water. So Rabbi Amalekha Anoda. Rabbi say no. Hagala lo kamina. I didn't say that you don't need hagala. Let's get to your point. Of course you need hagala. Ki kamina limariko shtifa de basar hagala. Ein achanama, you gotta do hagala. That's the first thing. How else do you get rid of the blios without using hot water? You gotta do hagala. Ein achanama, you can do hagala. Now there's halacha of mariko shtifa afterwards. Now there's halacha of mariko shtifa. Ki kamino mariko shtifa the basar hagala. And I'm talking about afterwards. After the hagala, the mariko shtifa is done with cold water. The rabbanon, we're going to say, if it's both cold and cold water, why is it called mariko shtifa? In Cain, right? Lichto. So I'm talking about afterwards. Rabbanon say you do hagala, then you do one then another hot water rinse and then cold water rinse, right? So if it's both, because if it's both cold water rinses, in Cain lichto kra o borak morak. Oh, shuta shuta. Be the same word. Do the same thing. We take the same word. Right? My umorak b'shuta. Shmami Nam Marika Pachamah Shif Ritzonet. I don't know, maybe the other way around. But Rabbi says, Iksiv Morak Morak, Enoch Nami. Maybe it would have written Morak Morak. But what would I have seen from Morak Morak? Habamina Trezim Mi Morak, Trezim Mi Shuta. So you do it twice. You do whatever Mariko Shif is, you do that twice. It doesn't mean to say that we'll do one, both with cold, right? Mekach Siv Morak Mishuta. Marika's like Marika's coast, which is done inside, and sheep is done outside. If I did Morak Morak, I would never know. I would have to wash the inside twice. I wouldn't know about the outside. That's the end of that, of the Kalim stuff. Not all the end. I mean, there's not a lot of cash to figure out how you do a Kalim based on these halachas. Fine. Well, no, you have to put a lot of it in here about how it works. You're talking about Bleos. What's the difference between Bleos and Kachim and Bleos and anything else? Talking about Bleos. How does it work? But what do you do with your pots on Pesach? You just rinse them cold to clean them? No. You do cold. You do a rinsing of cold afterwards, though. Don't you? So what I'll bring down. The minhag is after you do Kagala, you rinse them. Why do we have that reason for doing shtip for effort? Of course, Hagala is done. So that's what we just said over here. Hagala is done. Question is, what do you do afterwards? So Mariko shtip, Tosos, yesterday's Tosos brought down. He says, at the end of Tosos Kotzricha, he says, Yesh Lomo Mikan, the Kalim HaAsurin, when you have these Asur Kalim, Kishima Gilon, and then you do Hagala, he says, Ain't Sarok Vishotam Betson and Afrikan, because it's only Halakha that sees the Kotz Halakha by Kachim. Right? Apo Pisha Nogin Atalasos came. So the minhag nowadays, Tosis brings down, the minhag is to do Marikon Shtifa after you do Hagala. And the Shulchan Aruch brings it down also. Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim Simit Tafnun Beis, Shenogim Lishto Fakli B'mayim Karim Achar Hagala Miyad. The custom and the beer gross says the reason is because Kachim needs two Shtifos, and every other Kalim needs one. And Mr. Brewer brings down that the reason is because of Be'ila, but of Leos, which doesn't make sense, really, with the Rush asks about that. How that, what do you mean? The cold wish, what rinsing afterwards, prevents the Bleos from going back in. I mean, I guess. So he said, but you can never get the cold water right inside. So he says, and it brings down anyway, that B'di'evet, if you didn't do Shuta Famayim, you decrease Kasher, because number one, we usually don't do Hagala, we need to do a rice. It's all those things. Number two, we usually do shishim keneged. If they have shishim water keneged the bleus of the pot, so you have enough. So you don't have to worry about. But Moses brings down, and Mishael Kohler brings down that the minhag is to do shtif. Ask your copy local Orthodox advisor, find out what to do when it comes to Hagala. I don't know. I make a little regular flapish every year for Pesach, so I don't know what to do for that. Okay, so you have second dishes. It's a different story. What about the olden days, or those of us who are not 5 pounds enough to have a whole second set of dish, and we have to set up full torches and all those things to clean up? So how do you do it? Okay. Bishol bo kachim v'chulim. Let's say you cook in the pot. You cook kachim and chulim. All right, so they have blios. They're going back. The kachim stuff goes into the chulim stuff. Boom goes with the kachim, I think. So, but doesn't really talk about that. Oh, kachim, 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 kalim. Or you cook the kachim, kachim with the kachim, kalim. In yesh behem, but no same time. If the more chumer basar imparts a no same time taste into the kal basar, meaning that the chulin or the kachim, kalim are not 60 times more than the kachim, kachim, than the kachim, right? Because that we say no same time is b'shishim. In yesh behem, but no same time. Hare ha-kalim ne'echolim kachamurim. The kalim gets the din of the chamurim. So in the second case, if you have a chattas and a shlomim, and the chattas is no same time for the shlomim now can only be eaten the amount of time of a chattas. It's balei of the chattas, which is a big shaila, not because it's a chattas based on shlomim. Now you have to eat it faster. Shlomim, you had an extra day. Now you don't have that extra day. Right? Im yesh ben no same time, harikam nechom kamurim. If it's the same day. And then the Gemara says, Mishnah says, which the Gemara is going to ask right away, the Einon Tunim Mariko B'Shtifa, the Kli does not need Mariko B'Shtifa, like Kachek Kachim, only like Kachek Kalim, the Einon Poslim B'Maga, and there's no Psul Maga. If the Kachek Kachim are Pusul, the Kachek Kalim do not become Pusul if they touch it. The question is right away, something's missing. Again, the Mishnah continues the Din. Now, Rukik, like you have a wafer, Shenaga B'Rukik, so you have a Pusul Rukik, touches a Kusher Rukik, the Chatika, or a Pusul piece of meat, the Chatika touches a Kusher piece of meat, low kol harokik, the lo kol chakicha surin, the entire bucket, the entire meat is not puzzle. What do you do? Ella ena also ella makom shabala. Only the place where it touched, or only the place where there was absorption, that becomes usher. See, that also sometimes have the cotton content for the klipa. That the issur is balei only for the klipa. You just have to peel off of the outer layer, and the rest is kosher. So I guess maybe you see that over here also. Only permeates to a certain point. They're not cooked together. They're just touching each other. Okay. Now the Gemara's going to go right back to the Mishnah and explain what is the Mishnah talking about. Mike Omer, what's the Mishnah? Basically, the Mishnah said that the Basar Chomer gives time to the Basar Kal, therefore the Basar Kal is eaten like the Basar Chomer. So then why don't you need Mariku Shtipa? Everyone holds you need Mariku Shtipa, kachim, if it's a Chatos, why would you need Mariku Shtipa? And number two, why would they possibly Mava? To take on the status of the Chatos for Achila, should they take on the status for everything else? So the Gemara says, no, read it like this. In Yesh Bahem Beno Saint Tam, if they have no Saint Tam, Hare HaKalin Ne'achalin Kamurin, the Kalin are eaten like the Kamurin, right, which is Lifle Yechlayim, only Yom Malaylos, and Hakuna, add to Unim Mariko Shtifa, at the end of the Zman of Chinas HaBasar, they need Mariko Shtifa, who post in the Maga, and the Pasuk of Maga. But, in Bahem Beno Saint Tam, if they don't have no Saint Tam, then, Ain't a Kalin Ne'achalin Kamurin, they ain't to Mariko Shtifa, they ain't post in the Maga. It's a Chashuri Matzah, basically, it's missing in the text. It's both, the Mishnah does it shorthand. Standard stuff. Okay. So now, the Gemara is going to explain. If they didn't have no Saint Tom, right? Let's say I have, that's a good question. What do you mean, ain't doing Rikush Dika? Are we in a green of cup? First of all, Rashi asks right away, ancient Mariko, the Kami Parak Lito Miha Kidin Kalin, the Sos Malachi Lust. You still should have Mariko Shifa when it comes to the din of the Kacha Kala. Maybe the answer would be that they don't have to be, they have the extra time. Yeah, I don't know, we'll get to the Gemara. The Gemara has to talk about that, but it's a good point. Okay, so the Gemara says, Nihi the Kacha Kachim Lo Bo. It's right here. Okay, fine. We just said that you don't know Mariko Shifa from the Kacha Kachim, right? Because it's bottle. But Kacha Kalin Mi Boi. Nevertheless, the din, this is right, here's your question. The din is that the Kachik Alam needs Mariko Shtifa. So more answers. Amar Abayama Eitu Unim Ka'amar. What does it mean, Eitu Unim Mariko Shtifa? It says, Kachik Kachim. Aba Kachik Alam to Unim. This is what we answer now. It's the same din as the eating. Normally you need Mariko Shtifa after day one. The Shlomim, now you need Mariko Shtifa. It still doesn't take long. You don't have to flip it. You still Mariko Shtifa the way it's supposed to be day two. Rabbi Amar Hamani, who's this like? It's Rabbi Shimon. He. This goes according to Rabbi Shimon. And the Amar Kachakalam ain't the Mariko Shtifa. He holds Kachakalam does not need Mariko Shtifa. But what's the Matzias? How did they meet? I have Kachakalam. Not let's say Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says that my pot of Kachakalam does not require Mariko Shtifa. So I have my pot that contains Kachakalam, and I have a pot that contains Kachakachim, and the Kachakachim touches the Kachakalam outside. According to everybody else, so what would be the habit here? See, now that the meats touch outside, the kachik kalim pot now is considered a kachik kachim pot, and therefore you'd have to mariko shtifa on day one. How does it work with the pot? The meats are cool and touching outside. No, I'm thinking the meat is touching, right? You're cooking them both in the same pot. That's what the story. You're cooking them both in the same pot, right? So you cook them both in the same pot. So if it's no same time, right? You're cooking them both in the same pot. That's how it works out. So the pot is the bleus of both. So if the clock is the bleus of both, yeah, it's a pot scotch. Okay, fine. So Bishlam ala Rava. This all makes sense according to Rava, right? Rava said that the answer is Bishlam ala Rava, the Heiner de Katani. Rava said they're just talking about Rav Shimon. They're talking about Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon doesn't hold that you need by Kachin Kala. That's why the Mishnah comes to teach us kachim the kulin and kachim the kachikalin. It teaches us to give a Rav Shimon that you don't need Mariko Shtifa when it comes to kachikalin. Ella bayi karkalami. Why do I need a point of a bayi? The whole halacha is teaching me if there's no same time, you go according to the chamor. If it's not no same time, you go according to the kulin. But you would still need Mariko Shtifa to kachikalin. So what do I need both halachas to teach me? Right, I need a halakha teaching when you cook kachim the kulin, and also if I cook kachim the kulin. After we said that the cover is not benos same time, it's butto, so we know the second case is the same halakha. It doesn't add anything. It's the same halacha, just in a different situation. It's the same halacha. So Gemara says, Sri, you know why? We need the Mishnah to teach me both things. Why? If the Mishnah only taught us the din where you cooked kachim and chulin, havamina, I would have said, chulin hudim avatle kachim. I would say, chulin can be mevatle kachim. Why? Based on that ron that we've seen so many times. Bittul sometimes works as a clash. The more of a clash, then the more you get that bittul. So chulin is a big clash with kachim, so that would be mevatle kachim. But kachim kalim to kachim kachim should be mevatle it, right? The lav minayu. It's not also min. It's min bish eno minu. How about kachim kachim and kachim kalim, aim low. Maybe I would say that the kachim kachim are not mevatle in the kachim kalim. So I wouldn't even need those things, Tom. It's right there. Maybe I would say, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe they don't bottle. But for whatever reason, I would say there's not enough of a clash here. The kachim kachim is not bottle in the kachim kalim. No matter what, then, I would have to do it based on the chumash of the head. Then the other side, the itana kachim kachim and kachim kalim. If you say kachim kachim and kachim kalim, I would say, havamina, kachim huda alivni vute kadashim. Only if you cook kachim together with kachim, the kachim kalim are strong enough to be mevatel kachim kachim. But it rises to it's very powerful, I guess. About chulin aim alo, they would say chulin doesn't have the koach to mevatel kachim, and had it not, and even if there was no same time, the din of the chulin would go to the kachim. Maybe we say the kachim totally overpowers chulin. Shrika, therefore I need both dinim in the Mishnah. Fine. Next. The Mishnah said, Rakik Shenaga Virakik, right? So the wafers the hot wafers touch each other, or the meat touched each other, right? Not the entire thing, just, you know, the two points. The two edges touched each other. So the Mishnah says, it's Eino Aser El Vachem Shabala. Only the place where there's a bliya becomes Aser. Which means you chop off that piece. That's the only case. The rest of the piece is fine. So Tana Rabbanan, learn this from a Pasuk. By the Korban Chatas, it says, Kol Asher Yiga, whatever touches the meat of the Chatas, the Pasuk says, Kol Asher Yiga B'Psari Yikash. Whatever touches the meat becomes Kadosh, like the Chatas. Yachal, you would think, Afilu Shalom Bala. Maybe if there was no Bliyas. Maybe it just touched. I don't know, it touched, it's cold. And there was no Bliya, right? And it would also be the din of the Chatas. Hamalomar, therefore the Pasuk says, Bivsara, within its meat, right? Ad Shegibala Bivsara. Only if there's a Bliya into the meat. So how does that work? So Rashi points out, top Rashi says, Kigon, the case of case, Kigon Hamehatech Chatas, I don't know, you spread the chatas fat onto the basra shlomim. That's what Rashi said, right? That's the halacha. A mahatech shuman chatas, the sach mimeno tzlishal shlomim, the nivlavo. Right? Is that what you take the fats of chatas and you anoint on the roasted shlomim? So it just touches it. You cook it together. But only the place where you put the oil on gets the bleed out, and that's the only place that is free of the cutting. I guess so. Yeah. It's hot enough when it gets transferred. But so Rashi's, well, we're not going to go into it, but Rashi says here, Mikan Anu Lemedim, and here we say the concept of Hetem and Sarapa Isra, Rekutchim, the aim of the Mikan Tam Ki Iker, Jane to Tam Elamamish. The whole to do over here about whether this halacha teaches about the concept of heter and sar for iser, meaning that if I have a combination of heter and iser that's not bucko, so now the heter becomes part of the iser. So now if that iser falls into something else, you not only count the volume of the actual iser, the heter part is mitzarif to the iser part and takes on that. What we have over here, a concept of tam ki iker, to hold to do in the afronim, we're not talking about it over here. Okay. So the Gemara then says, Yochal. More breaking up the streets even more. Yochal naga b'mixas chaticha yekulafa. So maybe you would have thought that if it even touches a little bit of the piece gets touched, you would think that the entire piece is aser. Tamid lomar yiga. It's as close to your yiga b'sara. Only hanogeya paso. So haketzad. So what do you do? Koteh es makom shebala. You just chop off the piece that was baleya, the chatas portion, right? Koteh es makom shebala. Then the pasuk says, bibsara, kol shiga bibsara. It has to touch the meat of the chatas to become kadosh. The lo begidim, the lo batsamas, the lo beternayim, the lo betofayim. If it touches the gidim, the sinews or the bones or the hooves or the fingers, whatever it is, that's not considered the horns or the hoofs. That if it touches that, then it doesn't become chatos. Only if you touch the basar of the chatos, right? Then the pasuk says yikdash, right? The pasuk says kosher yigam, sorry, yikdash li yos kamala. It becomes like the din of the basar that it touched. Haketzad ipsulagi. If the chatos was puzzled, then he puzzled. So the piece that touched becomes puzzled as well. If kasherihi, if the chatos that got touched was kosher, then teyachol kachamer shefa. Then the chaticha gets the halacha of the chamer piece, whichever was chamer, right? Because the chaticha now has two tastes of the karbanos, so you give him the din of the chamer. So if the shlamim touched the chatos, then you'd have to eat it b'tnei klayim. The question though is, what about this case? Let's say you have a shlamim that was shechted yesterday. The shlamim that was shechted yesterday, I have till tonight to eat it. It touches the chatos of today. I have till tomorrow morning in the right to be able to eat it. So what's the chamership ahead? The chamership ahead, I think, is the shlamim now. With the shlamim, you have to finish today. The chatos, you have till tomorrow morning. Or the rabbanim, you have at least through the night. But it doesn't necessarily, I think it could go both ways, it doesn't necessarily mean a chatos is always going to be the more chamer. Okay. Fine. Next. So the Gemara said, now we get to a whole thing. The Gemara says, the Mishnah said, Ipsulahi tipasel. If my shlamim, right, if my shlamim, which is a kosher piece of meat, or my olor, whatever it is, or my whatever my whole thing is, touches a piece of katas that's puzzled, and that Grashi says, and there's an impart of the transfer of the taste, so then my karbon becomes puzzled. So the Gemara says, why is it puzzled? Am I? Why should my blush or shlum be puzzled when it touches the chatas, which is nasi asay, but look at lo sa asay. I have a mitzvah asay to eat my basar kachim, right? It says, achlu osam, I have a mitzvah asay to eat my basar kachim. And I have a lo sa asay of the chatas that's puzzled, it says, lo yechel ki kodeshu. So we always have the halacha of asay docha lo sa asay. So what's going on here? Why don't we say asay docha lo sa asay? Tosas points out that the question isn't that we should be able to eat the shlamim past the time. I read the question one way. Look at Tosas. Tosas says, "Lo ata echa kachomer sheva karik she ta'aka b'layla l'machas the shlamim dehaidna dehabili nosam inas nochlos sheish b'karik." The question is not. The question is only talking about where my shlamim touches a pasul katas. The halacha was also if my kosher shlamim touches a kosher shlamim, my shlamim touches a kosher katas. That we said that you only can eat it for the farmer Shabbat. So why don't we say, the question is not asay docha lo sa'asay over there, because there it's the asay of eating, and therefore I can eat it beyond the time of the chatas. Because what would happen over there would be an asay of eating the shlamim against a lo sa'asay of nosar, a lo sa'asay of nosar as a fee of karis. We don't say asay docha lo sa'asay that has a karis. Rashi says, lo ata acha for farmer Shabbat, eight parach, to acha balayah lo mach the shlamim, the aidna, the habili nosar, the ain asay docha lo sa'asay, means for karis. Ella, what's the question on? Ella in psula, the question was the way we read it about the psula case. Ipsula he tipasel kais. The nasi, let's bring the asay the achilas kachim. The litke la the kosher bekachim pasul. So far kos of litain lo sase al filoso. The kai nami ashar psula and the leka karis. There's no karis over there. We're going to mishka belayla. The Gemara says, wait. So then Tosaf says, in Tomar, what's going on here? Umay kushya. What's the question? Dilma zirsa kosefu. Maybe it's a zirsa kosefu. It says gikdash to tell me when he goes kamoa. The teaching that comes like it, there's no asay docha lo sa'asay here. The shlamim becomes the kachim, because the chatas. So it's not asay docha lo sa'asay, it becomes one and the same. He says, the nira dekra ikal upin the bishop kachim of chulin. Maybe you can talk about that. The pasuk is talking about chulin case. Who says it's talking about kachim that get mixed up with kachim? That's, he says, one answer, right? And then he says, or, but oh, din isa the hafi lo dafi, my chatas the alphabet reclined, the tzitzis asay docha lo sa'asay, adam mev nahafi lo dafi. He says, yeah, but there's a kasuv here. So there's a kasuv here. Maybe we'll come to teach you that asay is not dochelos asay. So why are you learning out by klayim on tzitzis that asay is dochelos asay? Learn out from here from asay that asay is not dochelos asay. I think you can answer. Maybe you say over here, according to the Ramban, you think it's hetter mitzdarif l'iser. If hetter is mitzdarif l'iser, so it's not that you have a asay the shlamim and also say the chatas. It all becomes melded into one. The hetter is mitzdarif to iser. The shlamim becomes the chatas. So you don't have an asay in the shlamim anymore. It became a chatas. I thought maybe that's how you can answer the question. I don't know. Anyway, So Amar Rava, Rava says, oh, there's no problem. Why? Because you're right. Normally, Asi Dokalos say. But this is an Asi Dokalos say in the Beis HaMikdash. And we don't say Asi Dokalos say in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rava, Ein Asi Doka Es Halos HaSei Sheba Mikdash. Shenamar, how do we know? Go to Korban Pesach. The Pasuk by the Korban Pesach says, Ve'etzem Lo Shishbu Bo. You're not allowed to break any bones in the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon and Menashe Omer, Echad Etzem Shishbu Moach. It doesn't matter whether there's marrow or meat. Marrow is different meat. It doesn't matter whether there's marrow in the bone or not. You have to eat all the meat. Nevertheless, you can't break the bone to get to the meat. Why? Let the assay of Achilles Pesach, Doka the Losa say, of breaking the bones. So the Amai. So maybe that would only apply if the bone doesn't have the meat. Don't break the bone. But if you're breaking the bone to get to the meat, say, Asay Doka Losa say. So he says, Echel Etzem Sheish Bomach, Echel Etzem Sheish Bomach. Amai. Why not? Nesay Asay Bluchay Losa say. Ella Ein Asay Doka Losa say. The luck is that Ein Asay Doka Losa say in the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. Rav Ashi comes. Which carbon? Okay. Right, but I'm saying, but the Shlomin has another day. So why can't I eat it the following day? Okay, but why do I have to? Why can't I'm full. Why can't I make it another day? Gemara comes Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi answers differently. He says, no. We don't say Asa Doka Lo Sase. Don't have to go the whole thing of my Korban Pesach. I don't have to learn that from Korban Pesach. Maybe Asa Doka Lo Sase is a problem. It's not a problem. But exactly what you said, Mati. Rav Ashi Amar, the Pasuk says, well, not exactly say. The Pasuk says, Yikdash. Yikdash aseihu, vein aseh dochas los aseh v'aseh. You have an iser, a lav to eat it. You have an aseh to eat the other part. But on the katas, it's also a lav. It's also an aseh, it's yikdash. You have to treat it as kadosh. So it's an aseh and a los aseh. And ain't aseh, docha los aseh, and aseh. Now on this circuit, there's a ton to talk about. We'll talk about a little bit. Look at the Tosfos Dibur Masechta Echad, right? You go three, the third wide line, the Imtoma. He goes, you know, he's talking about the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara said, you should have learned. By the Korban Pesach, we say we should be a say dochelos a say. If Tomar Shani Hacha, we should be Efsher the Kaim Shneim. Maybe the reason why you can't be a say dochelos a say by the Korban Pesach is not because it's in the Mikdash. We have a rule in that a say dochelos a say is only with E Efsher the Kaim Shneim. But here's Efsher the Kaim Shneim. How? Tosfos points out what you can do. You can basically Tosfos says you can cook it. You can boil the bone. You boil the bone and the meat will come out. That's what Tosfos said. It's Efsher the Kaim Shneim. He says no. Well, the reason why you can't do it over here, because what happens is, by boiling the bone, you sort of minimize, you shrink the bone itself, you shrink it, and by shrinking, you're not allowed to do that for the Korban Pesach. You have to eat it in it. Okay, so cook the bone. Roast the bone, and it'll come out. You're right, roast the bone. That's one Tosfos. The second question of Tosfos is even bigger. He says, Akatikasha, at the end of the second to last line of Tosfos, right above the Divrei Masechta Hasam, Akatikasha, Heti Asin Hayasei, how would you have a hobby that this thing with Dokhilosa say? Why? The Dokhilosa, you have the Idma, the Misaker Ladishusa Etzem, Lomakaima, say Dachiva. It's not the Idma. We say, I'll say Dokhilosa say when? It's not the same time. What's going on here? When do I buy a Dokhilosa say of breaking the bone? When I break the bone. When am I kind of say? When I eat it, put it in my mouth. It's after. It's not the Idma. So what's going on here? It's not the Idna. Tosfos leaves it as a kasha. That's a good kasha. Tosfos leaves it as a question. So, if you look, Tosfos doesn't answer it, but if you look in the back of the regular Gemaras, they have the Piskei Tosfos. The Piskei Tosfos. The Piskei Tosfos in our parak, right? The parak Dan Katos, in the last one, it's Samach Tes. It says, Im e efsher l'kayim asay, lo ba'inam b'idna, dem akir lav kayim asay. The only time you need B'idna is if it's possible to have B'idna. If it's sickness and client, it's possible to have B'idna. Because of what it is. But if there is no possibility of B'idna, right? I have an Aseh and a Los Aseh. If there's no possibility of having B'idna, then I don't need B'idna. B'idna is only an issue. B'idna only becomes an issue according to Piskei Tosfos. The B'idna only becomes an issue if I can have B'idna. Then, it's called a Royal Abila, right? Be'inna only has an issue, but if I don't, in Yeshua L'Kayim I say, and it says, Be'ez, Be'ayin Aleph. Be'ez Echad, I guess. lo ba'inan be'idna. Right? But Tosus is pointing out that I don't need be'idna if I don't have the possibility for be'idna. So when it comes to the Korban Pesach, I can't do it be'idna. What am I supposed to do? Even if I do it in my mouth, I break it before I eat it. It's impossible to do it at the exact same time. I don't have be'idna on the issue. I'll say Zokalosa say. So then the Gemara has to come to the answer of Ein Nafi Zokalosa Deva Mikdash. Similar, there's a point to that. There's a Vuka Yosef in Bava Messiah, the Tazayin in the Dapa Yerim. So there they're talking about Shabbos Aveda. So about a Kohen or a Nazir, and the Aveda's in the cemetery. So they go in and get it. So the Gemara says, the reason is because there's also what we say, Asi Dokalosa say. They say, if a Shabbos Aveda, so if you don't close, say, you're not getting Kohen. The Gemara says, there's another Asi involved there. So it's Asi Dokalosa, it's the Asi. It can be Dokel Losa say, but it can't be Dokel Losa say NSA. So the Muki Yosef asks, wait a second. Al Hadda Amoron, they ain't Asik Dokel Asay Velosa say, eat to the Moksha Lamali Amai Taima. Why don't you need this reason of adding another Asay? Typically, Dafil Leka Gabe Tuma Elalav Greda. Even if it's only an Asay and a Losa say, Lo Dachile Asay Daveda, the Asay of the Aveda, of Hashem's Aveda, cannot be Dokel the Losa say of the getting from it. Why? That be Idna. When do I do Hashem's Aveda? When I return it to the guy. The second I step foot into the cemetery, I violate the law. It's not be'idna. He says, "Lo dochi le asay daveda kaimalon." The lo dochi le, we're not docha elakago mila b'tzaras. Like you have the tzaras on the mila. You do it right away, or suddenly it's sitzes, but you put it on. It's be'idna. The be'idna, the ka'okal le lalav kamekayim le asay. Aval haka afilo omenek al pesach beis kvaros matame aval le lalav. You don't fill that leg until you return the item. So Gemara, so he says, so one answer he says is, you're right. Well, we gave another answer. But then he quotes the Ranbar, Reish Nun Beis Reish. He says, I don't know who that is, right? The Teretz, the Hachanami, Bishad the Avar Alav Kaima Say. He says, no. Because he says, basically, say that so long as you're Asuk in the mitzvah, that's already, you're right, Ein Hakanami. I'm not Makayim fulfilling the mitzvah until I return the object to you. But once I go in to obtain the object, so I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. I can't return the object to you until I get to it. I have to get to it first. He says, Hakanami, Bishad the Avra Lav, Kaim Asay, Kamila B'tzaras, Tamis Asay Kabe Mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, Bishas Akiris Alav. You're also in the mitzvah. He says, same thing by Mila and Saras. What happens? You have to do. You chop it off, and then what? When do you finish the mila? You do kriya. It's not finished right away. You're asuk in the mitzvah. So long as you're asuk in the mitzvah, the asay is doke los asay. But then he quotes Rabbi Yossi, right? He says that no, that lo sabri hafi the yichol lomer the lo dami la mila, because he says no mila. It's all part of the mitzvah, right? Part of the mitzvah is you cut it into kriya. So as long as you're asuk in the actual mitzvah, that's fine. When it comes to Shabbos Aveda, picking up the item in the cemetery is what you're thinking. It's not a Hashabbos. It's almost like a Hashem mitzvah. It's not a Hashabbos Aveda. Hashabbos Aveda is when I return it. Yes, in order to return it, I have to pick it up. But what does that mean? So Akadosa Losa say. So as I'm tying the tzitzit, I can violate something else. You can figure it out. No, because that's not the mitzvah. It's the Hashem, the preparation. Right? So there's a note of, that's it. It's not there. But there's a note of Yehuda. So printed out here, Lodi Yehuda in Eben Ezer, right, the Madura Tinyana, Simon Kuf Mimalef. I'm not sure what the question is, but he says, before I answer the question, I have to go in and explain to you the whole concept of in the Asim No Kalosa say. So he claims that, and it's similar to what Rabbi Delvin Miller always says, Ein Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh. It's not necessarily a Machlokas Mishonim. Lodi Yehuda says it's a Machlokas in the Gemara. He said, that's the Machlokas in Ravashi and Rav in our Gemara. Rav said in our Gemara, why? That Asim No Kalosa say, and by Korban Pesach, and we need to get rid of it because it's in the Mikdash. Why is it Asik Dokalos? I say, it's not Asik Dokalos, it's not the Idna. So he says, no, breaking the bone, breaking the bone is a necessary precondition to getting to the meat. So it's part of the mitzvah. So it's Asik Dokalos, I say. So he holds like the Ranbar in the Nemuke Yose. Whereas opposed to Ravashi says, no, I need to give you a different reason why it's not, why, I can't learn it out. I can't say that our case is not Asik Dokalos, I say, because it's the Mikdash learned out from Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is not a case of Asik Dokalos, I say, because it's not for Idna. So So therefore, he has another lima. So that's the Mukay Yosef, and that is the Nodeb Yehuda and the Majurit Inyana Simon Kuf Mem Aleph. Let's finish a little bit. Sorry, the last one. So Kfar says, the Gemara continues now, right? So the Gemara says, Ashtachon Chatos to Mekadesh Bavua. Now I know that a Korban Chatos is Mekadesh, right? If a Korban Chatos is Mekadesh, what it touches after it's Bolei from it. But Shark Doshim Vinayim, how do I know that other Korbanos? So let's say another Korban touches another Korban, how do I know this Bliya is over there? So Amar Shmuel Mishim Rabbi Lazar, this Pasuk says, Zos Torah, this is the Torah, it's a whole heck of focus to each other. La'olav, La'minchav, La'chatos, La'asham, Lumim, Zetach, Shlamim. All the Korbanos are compared to each other. He teaches this then. So we're now going to go through in a pasuk of each thing. What does La'ola teach me? La'ola, ki ola. All the kabbonos are like the ola. Ma'ola to una kli, just like an ola needs a kli. Af kol to una kli, everything needs a kli. My kli, what's the kli? Elim and Mizrach, every time there's an ola, you need to have a basin to gather the blood, just like an ola needs the Mizrach to develop the blood. I don't need that. Why? You got Moshe Katya Dami Yosem Agonos. You already had that halacha on the Shalmat Tibor. Already know they have to put it in there. So I learned it off the Shalmat Tibor. So what do I need? What am I learning out from the Ola? So Ella Sakin. I need a knife. It has to be a knife. It cannot be a stone. It can't be a reed. It has to be a knife, right? Right? Because you need to be sharis. The verse says, "I the Ola grew for me alone." How do I know that halacha by the Ola? Fascinating. It says by Abram, by Yitzchak. Yitzchak's an Ola. Yeah. It says by Yishlach Abram as Yado by Yikach Zamachelas. He took the Machelas, took the knife, and by Hashem Olahu. And there, the Akedah is talking about an Ola. And therefore, Dixir by Yalei Lolo Tachas Beno. Because he substituted the ayah for Yitzchak. And the ayah was an Ola. So Yitzchak was an Ola. And he took a knife. So you see why he only needed a knife. And he said, only need a knife, but every other carbon needs a knife. Okay. Tosas asked why he took it. Over there, we're talking about by. We learned that Mekulim, we learned that passage that we need a knife by Kulim. We learned that by regular speaker. What's your question, Ron? Okay. Next thing, Mincha. What do we learn from the passage of Mincha? My mincha eden neafkalas el zufik una. It's only eaten by the male kohanim, not in the kevos. I've called in the film el zufik una. Everything else is only eaten by zufik una. And my he, what is the halacha? What carbon are we learning out that you eat by zufik una? E chatas for asham. If it's a chatas for asham, the hedik sibru. It says explicitly that they're only eaten by the males. It says kol zachar kohanim yo flendu. The isham et zibur, right? If it's shalmet zibur, maybe we move the krav. We learn that from the pasuk itself. It says, "Makodesh haKodesh v'Flenu Kol Zachar Yochel." So Limeid Ashlamet Tzibor Shein Lechem El Zirkuna. So where am I learning? What am I learning out from Mincha? I can learn out from Shalmet Tzibor. Tanayim, so Machlokas Tanayim, right? Ikud the Nachli the Hakav, Ikud the Nachli the Hakav. Some learn it out from the Shalmet Tzibor, and some learn it out from the Korban Mincha. Stop here. Have a good day.